Today on The Good Word, we're talking about changing our outside and being changed within. It's a bit of a fairy tale drama, but maybe the fairy godmother was onto something when she transformed Cinderella. She didn't really change the girl who was on the inside, or even the outside, just swapped her clothes out for something more appropriate for a formal ball. Whatever success Cinderella had was all on her own. The growth beyond her original position didn't come because of the clothes, but the confidence definitely helped. Any progress we make beyond our current circumstances requires change beyond something superficial. While much of society is focused on changing outward appearance, we're constantly told what clothes to buy, what cosmetics to apply, and what ideal we should be measuring up to. The Lord looks deeper, though, seeing into our hearts as we seek to follow Him. And unlike an earthly desire for conformity to some made-up standard, God has a larger goal for transforming His children, seeking to help us grow into our truest selves. We can see this process of change in chapter 3 of Zechariah, where Joshua is cleansed before he can begin his journey to become more like God. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, Behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, If thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. The experience Joshua had before the angel demonstrates the process that God has to get us into His kingdom. Before He can teach us His ways, before we can begin to walk where He walks, we must rid ourselves of our filthy garments. We can't carry our transgressions with us into God's house. The Lord prepares those who wish to follow Him with everything we'll need on our journey, giving us, metaphorically, new clothing to replace what we've discarded. When we worship God, we often literally change our clothes, dressing in a way to show respect and dedication. But God provides a much greater change than just what we wear. As we enter into the Lord's kingdom, we take on us His name, adding a new and essential part to our identity that we couldn't claim on our own. He gives us a new heart, a new ability to feel His Spirit when we seek Him. Stepping onto that path is a decision that marks the beginning of a new life, one where all we will need is provided by God. What the Lord wants for His children can't be accomplished in just a few small changes. Instead, He seeks to transform our entire being, making us gradually into more holy creatures, people more like Him. That's not accomplished all at once, but as we learn more of Him and His path, we're continually asked to choose where we will go and who we will become. And these daily incremental decisions shape our destiny. Who we become is wholly up to our choice. God is there to give us a new heart and a new life, if we're willing to accept it. And that's the good word.